I am Maria Salinas. I am a community organizer in the city of Detroit. So the community I grew up with was very Catholic. Back in the 60s and the 70s, churches were the anchors of this community. I think that's where I started to recognize my own leadership. I was always like the one that volunteered and helped people. And I really believe that that kind of started my activism and advocacy of helping other people. I was a rule breaker and a risk taker, which kind of made me categorized as that problem child in a way. And I got into a little bit of, you know, trouble. However, I think what helped me beat the barriers of the inner city and the barrio and really helped me to achieve success was that I had an internal core in my home. We don't really understand that we got, especially in the immigrant population, people that come from other countries that come with their own mindsets. And they're instilled in the U.S. and the U.S. doesn't have a good system to incorporate. And so they try to adapt, but most of the times they just stay under the radar. I've been very blessed to be able to represent Southwest Detroit, the whole city of Detroit, but mainly Southwest Detroit, to be able to start dismantling a lot of that. And also being a champion, my colleagues and other decision makers in the city of Detroit, to say, how do we get better as a society to build things that other people from other countries could adapt to and be a little bit more involved? And I continue with my youth council that I'm very proud of, where I have the only Latino-only youth council in the metro area. And I turn over 15 kids every year, and we're in year 8. And now we got kids coming out of Harvard and Stanford and Princeton. I feel like I have a lot of children. And I've made impact to a lot of young people. And I hope that they know that I know that I am fulfilled in my life. I feel so rich and so gratified and very, very happy. Not just because of everything that I have, but everything that I've done.